Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel. This feature is based on the Premier League riches. Premier League clubs currently spend hundreds of millions assembling pretty average teams. So I thought I'd see what some players from the past would cost this day and age if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel, where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest football sides. If John Stones cost 50 million, how much would a peak Maldini or Baresi cost? Or if Lukaku cost 70 million, how much would Roberto Baggio cost? Well, I'm going to work it out. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is Italy's 1994 World Cup finalists. What we do is start from the goalie and work forward, going through the transfer prices of each player now. Then we'll look at the total for the team. It's all based on the player's age at the time and obviously how good they were compared to the players who are being transferred in modern football. I'm going to make a chart of all the team's totals and see who is the most expensive team from history. Currently, Barca's 2009-1-11 is topping the Transfer Time Tunnel table with a huge 913 million. So, how much will the Italians cost? Let's find out. In goal, Gianluca Pagliuca. He was regarded by pundits as one of the greatest goalkeepers of his generation and one of Italy's best ever goalkeepers. Throughout his career, he played at Sampdoria, Inter, Bologna and Assoli. In Italy, winning several domestic and international trophies. At international level, he represented Italy at three World Cups. He was in his prime at 27 in 94 and one of the best on the planet. I'm going to go with 43 million. Italy played 4-4-2 in this game. We'll start at right back, Roberto Mussi. Not Messi, of course, a versatile player who was capable of playing both at centre-half and right back. He was capable of helping his team both offensively and defensively as full-back on the flank. He played at Milan, Torino and Parma, winning one Serie A and two UEFA Cups. He was 31 in 1994, so I'm going to go with 17 million. First centre-back and captain of the Italian ship, Franco Baresi. He mainly played as a sweeper or as a central defender and spent his entire 20-year career with Serie A club AC Milan. Captaining the club for 15 seasons, he is considered one of the greatest defenders of all time and was ranked 19th in the World Soccer Magazine's list of 100 greatest players of the 20th century. With Milan, he won UEFA Champions League, 6 Serie A titles, 4 Supercoppas, 2 European Super Cups and 2 Intercontinental Cups. He was 34 in 94, so quite old. I'm going to go with 20 million. Second centre-back, the beautiful player and beautiful person, Paolo Maldini, who is now, once he's retired, is trying to become a professional tennis player. This guy has the lot. He is Milan's record appearance holder with 902 in all competitions from 1985 to 2009. He won 7 Serie A titles and 5 European Cups. He was 26 in 1994, so in his prime. I'm going to go with 84 million. Left back, Antonio Bennavaro, one of the best players in the world in his position in the 90s. Bennavaro was an energetic offensive fullback. He won 2 Coppa Italias and 2 FA Cups and 2 UEFA Cups with Parma. He was 26 in 1994, so I'm going to go with 44 million. In total, the defence and goalkeeper cost 208 million. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and do the midfield and attack. This is going to be good. Just hold on.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Welcome back to the 1994 Italian World Cup Transfer Time Tunnel team. We now enter midfield. Right mid, Nicola Berti. Berti's career spanned 3 decades, during which he played for several different clubs. After beginning his career with Parma, he later played with Fiorentina and in particular Inter Milan, where he became an important figure in the club's midfield, winning a Serie A title and 3 UEFA Cups. A dynamic, tenacious and hard-working player, he was also regarded as a linchpin for Italy's national football team during the 80s and 90s. He was 27 in 94 and a great player. I'm going to go with 36 million. Next in midfield, Dino Baggio. Throughout his club career, he won UEFA Cup 3 times, twice with Parma and once with Juve. He obtained 60 caps at international level, scoring 7 goals from midfield. He was young as well, 23 in 94, so I'm going to go with 40 million. Next to him, Dimartro Albertini. He is widely considered as one of the legends of the AC Milan side of the 90s and a fundamental player for the Italian national team of the same period. He spent most of his career with Milan, winning many trophies including 5 Serie A titles and 2 UEFA Champions League titles. He also played his final season for Barca, winning the Spanish league before retiring that year. He was 23 as well in 94, so I'm going to go with 53 million for Albertini. Left mid, Roberto Donadoni, a complete, versatile and hard-working winger, known for his pace, stamina and offensive capabilities, his distribution and technical skills. Donadoni was capable of playing on either flank or even in the centre of midfield. He was also a powerful and accurate striker of the ball from distance with both feet, despite being naturally right-footed. Michel Platini described him as Italy's greatest player of the 90s. He was 31 in 94 though, so not much value in that age. I'm going to go with 23 million. Up top, Daniele Massaro. Massaro was a member of the Italian national team that won the 1982 FIFA World Cup, but his record for Italy is pretty shocking. 1 goal in 15 games over 12 years. He was 31 as well in 94, so I'm going to go with 10 million. Lastly, Roberto Baggio. A technically gifted creative playmaker and a set-piece specialist, renowned for his curling free kicks and goal scoring. Baggio is regarded as one of the greatest footballers of all time. In 99, he came fourth in the FIFA Player of the Century. In 93, he was named FIFA World Player of the Year and won the Ballon d'Or. He scored 27 goals in 56 games for the national team and was 27 in 94, so bang in his prime. I'm going to go with 123 million. It also brings Italy's 94 team to a total of 493 million on tonight's transfer time tunnel, which is well below Barca's table-topping squad, which costed 913 million. That was transfer time tunnel. I've been Alex Mearns.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.